USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Laptop emails reportedly implicate Hunter Biden and the Washington, D.C. firm Blue Star under federal investigation for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian company that counted Biden as a board member. The Department of Justice is investigating. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
The Biden administration's open borders policy continues to allow the flow of drugs and illegal immigrants into the country unchecked. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for border agents and local residents. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich blames the Biden administration's policies on the immigration surge at the border.
The Biden administration is breaking the border. They're essentially destroying it, and it's up to them to fix it. And by them creating all these incentives or making it harder for ICE to do its job, they are encouraging more and more people to come here. The system's being overwhelmed on so many different levels, and the cartels are taking advantage of the situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration says they're making a more humane situation for illegal immigrants by reversing many of former President Donald Trump's policies.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Flash, 1933. Otto Hitler bans political parties in Germany other than the Nazis. Flash, 1941. Under the codename Barbarossa, Germany invades the Soviet Union. Flash, 1942. A Japanese submarine bombs Fort Stevens at the mouth of the Columbia River northwest of Portland, Oregon. Flash, 1938.
Clinch and rope round is back against the ropes again. They're not too close to the ropes. Lewis out and Lewis missed with a left swing. Buddy in close front of a hard body over. A right to the jaw. And again, a right to the body. A left hook. A right to the head. A left to the head. A right. Bailey just going down. Buddy held to his feet. Held to the rope. Looked to his corner. In helplessness. And Bailey is down. Bailey is down. The count is four. It's and he's up. And Lewis, right and left to the head. A left to the jaw. A right to the head. Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measured him. Right to the body. A left up to the jaw. And Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 6, 7, 8. Winner in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
Joe Lewis and Max Schmeling meet for the second time in the boxing ring. Schmeling had won the first fight. The fight was held at Yankee Stadium before a crowd of 70,000 people. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.